It's good Monday. Thanks for being with us. Back at it following a long holiday weekend. I'm Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. We're Arizona-centric on Sports360AZ. And, of course, we partner with a lot of different outlets. AZ Central Sports, good to partner with the Arizona Republic. We're on White Mountain Radio. Bob Funk and Company, good to partner with White Mountain Radio. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook. We're a lot of different places, Instagram. It's all there for you. On the show today, in about 15 minutes, it's the LeBron James show today. There's a few other things I want to get to. Paul Goldschmidt, the All-Star game. The Diamondbacks finally dumping some bodies. Soccer having a tremendous weekend in the ratings and just in general with the World Cup and even the MLS. And a couple other things on my mind from the weekend as well. I had a rite of passage this weekend as a father for my 9-year-old. Had a guy come up to me yesterday in a Target. He says, I love watching the show every day. I think it's pretty cool when you talk about your kids. But he knew a little too much. You know, it was almost creepy what he knew about, I don't know, he knew like Eric is getting married in a couple of weeks. And I was going to tell him, well, go over to aisle 5. Get some candles. You know, who doesn't want a good set of candles? Do you have candles on where you're registered there, E, by the way?
No candles. Candle but we've gotten lots of cooking stuff.
What's
so far.
Left? So you have been trolling on people.
No. It comes to the house. Like, I know the FedEx people on a first-name basis now because every day something arrives from Macy's or Crate and Barrel or something like that.
Oh, you're that popular. I see.
I prefer cash, but if you're going to get us a new skillet, I guess that's okay.
So the skillet's gone. Dang.
Yeah.
What's left? Is there anything good?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just give cash.
Crate and Barrel?
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
So this guy yesterday knew about you getting married, knew about the show. He got what we do. What we do is not brain surgery. Yeah, we talk sports every day. That's pretty simple. But, you know, there's also a life side of this, too. I did something as a parent this weekend that many of you guys would never do. But I did it with my 9-year-old. I sat him down, and I had to have him watch Monty Python, The Holy Grail. And he actually got it. You know, he's belly laughing throughout it. So I went Father of the Year. He actually watched it twice this weekend. So I have to go through some scenes as we go on in today's show. That's the way it is. I mean, in all seriousness, look, here's the thing that I found in about the last 36 hours. I understand it's a holiday weekend, and I understand that big bad media has got to go out and sell papers and get clicks on websites and have people come check their content out. But what I don't get is when guys decide to go on their Twitter feeds, and these are nationally recognized guys, and put, well, my sources say that maybe sort of I might be kind of right if I put this out there about LeBron James. I get it. It's all LeBron all the time. But, I mean, there's just been a rush here that I've never seen. I'll tell you this. I am reporting on my show that LeBron has about 10 teams interested in him. And he's probably going to go to either Miami or Cleveland or the Lakers or Houston or Phoenix, not any particular order. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I'm right because it's there. I can't be wrong now. And that's what's going on. It's just dumb. It really is. There's a lot that I'm going to dig into on this. I kind of think that it's wide open to the perception that Phoenix is being played through all this and that all these cities are being played through all this. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let's get you caught up some things on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. The Honda Resort and Casino, now the 4th of July is behind you, and we're in the long, lazy days of summer. The monsoons have fired up. Get into the rain and enjoy yourselves indoors and lightning and all the fun that goes on with the weather up in the White Mountains this time of year. It's terrific. We need it. So you can get on out in the morning, enjoy a brisk, cool walk, and then when the storms roll on through, you're pulling on down on the slots, you're having big winnings, you're eating great food, you're having fun, all at the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. That is the Honda Resort and Casino. They've been a part of Sports 360 AZ since day number one. So let's follow up on this a little bit. On LeBron James, and what do we know for sure here in the middle of a Monday? We don't know anything for sure. We know that reportedly he's going to meet with Pat Riley. That all sounds interesting until I get the in the next 2 or 3 days meaning we really don't know, but we certainly hope that we can throw a dart and it's going to land. We know that LeBron James has a fantasy camp this week in Las Vegas. What I don't need is insiders that are nationally known guys saying he's going to show up at his fantasy camp at some point this week in Vegas. Really? Now there's breaking news. We do know that he's supposed to be in Brazil this weekend again for the World Cup finale. Okay, that's through a Nike thing. I think those are all important to know what he has scheduled. There's a cool website that you can actually tail the airplane's tail numbers. And so this is getting to that point as you advance the story that you start to follow planes and you look to see if a guy named Rich Paul is on one of the planes or if LeBron James is on one of the planes. It's a tail number tracking site that's out there. At this time in the negotiations, this time in free agency, I've seen it through the years here in Arizona, even back over on the coast when I did my thing. There's ways to find who's on planes and when they're rolling through.
Most recently, Peyton Manning.
That's right. Peyton Manning was one of those.
Speaking of being used by other teams in Arizona.
No, but I think it's fair, Eric, in the conversation about LeBron, to wonder if Phoenix is just being played through all this. Adrian Wojnarowski, who you and I both like a tremendous amount in the way of his content, Adrian wrote today, I think he's better than any of the ESPN guys. I do. He wrote today that the Cavaliers, at the urging of LeBron James' agent, are pursuing maximum contract salary. Okay, that's very fair, and I think that that's been out there, but that now he's advancing that the Cavaliers are pursuing. Look, we'll pay you the max if you want to come here to Cleveland. Rich Paul, the president of Clutch Sports, has been funneling belief into the organization. The Cavaliers are in strong position to lure James from the Heat. Now, has he been funneling that same sort of idea to the Phoenix Suns? Because his client happens to be Eric Bledsoe, who's on the Suns roster, who reportedly is very close, very, very close to LeBron James. Paul Coro in about 10 minutes. Jude LaCava at the bottom of the hour in for Paula today. So we'll talk to both two respected voices, I think, in the Valley media scene. So Wojo writes about Rich Paul. For years, Paul has confided to people that bringing James back to Cleveland has been something of a mission for him. The key words there, something of a mission. It doesn't mean a mission, the mission, something of a mission. It's not 100%. And he's encouraging Cavalier officials to offer no restraint in the recruitment of James. It's pretty interesting when you look at this story and take a step back. And those of you who've been in the Valley longer than, I don't know, a week, know that David Griffin, who's running the Cavaliers now, was actually a public relations intern assistant. And now he's risen all the way to the guy who's right in the middle of trying to figure out how he can get the greatest player on the planet into his organization. That is amazing to me. And good for Griff. I'm not ripping on him. But he's right in the middle of this LeBron James deal. So Wojo writes about the Cavaliers. The very next paragraph, he writes about the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns remain determined to make a case to James, offering an excellent core of young players, a chance to bring a second max star with him. But everyone's at the mercy of Paul's agenda now. He's running James' free agency, and getting through to James won't happen without his childhood pal turned agent. So the fact that, and Wojo was the first to write that the Suns were the one team that could offer a max contract to two players. As today is progressing through, I'm seeing chatter on Twitter that today is supposed to be the day that Carmelo Anthony decides where he wants to go. The initial report was LeBron and Carmelo would come to Phoenix. I have not seen anything that's finalized that he's going to go to the Lakers or go to the Knicks. Again, I think that a lot of this is I've got to be first rather than be right. Because I got to answer to bosses in this day and age of Twitter traffic. I got to make sure that I get the most clicks or I'm going to be out of a job. These guys don't want to get beat on the biggest story that's come along in a long, 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 long time. So they're all laying their scent out there and all trying to make sure they cover their backsides rather than just do it the right way. And I think Wojo's doing it the right way.
And it should be noted, too, Brad, I don't know if you remember Dan Gilbert's ugly letter that he wrote to LeBron after he bolted for Miami. Well, apparently that letter, which has sat on the Cavaliers team site since the day it was penned, is now gone.
It was on NBA.com this morning too, and they pulled it off. Yeah,
you have to follow these things because there's clearly bad.
You have to follow these things, and why is somebody over on the website of the Cavaliers not saying, you know, maybe a month ago we should have pulled this
or
off.
Like 4.5 years ago?
Right, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, get over it.
Grow up.
It was what 4 years
get
ago they
through
left.
It.
Just saying, something to keep your eye on.
Now, here are one of the voices that you've heard quite a bit from. If you've been watching ESPN over the last 4 days and not going out enjoying your 4th of July and you just can't get enough of LeBron James, Brian Windhorst is with ESPN. Brian does a fine job. I think he's gotten caught up in a little bit of this, but actually admitted today, all just speculation right now with LeBron James.
Let's just make something real clear. Nothing has been decided yet with LeBron. In Cleveland, I know people are getting crazy. In Miami, I know people are starting to mourn. No decision has been made. He's part of this process. He's been working on this process for a while. It's just the next step.
Now, is part of this the backlash on the decision that happened the last time LeBron went through all this, that I'll show you this time I will go so far underground that the decision will be something that you'll never, ever even mention again? Well, too late. I already put it in a headline on Sports 360 AZ. I mean, I just couldn't resist. It's too easy. Wherever he decides to go with this, the question I have is, does it come back on the Suns? Are the Suns being played? That's the question. So I'm going to get into that here in a few minutes. It was a very good weekend for the Diamondbacks. They started finally trading away this roster. My over-under on deals is 5. They're up to 2. I think that we're pretty clear Aaron Hill's not going to be here, right, E?
I think 5's a good number. Yeah, I don't think Aaron Hill's going to be here. Martin Prado might be gone. It's nice to see them finally just wave the white flag and start the fire sale.
So, you know what? Would you look at Addison Reed? I mean, you have to consider the Addison Reed deal right now and say, this really hasn't been the greatest of deals. Closers
no.
blow up. Closers
yeah.
blow up.
He's
I
got
get
20
it.
Saves, though. I mean, he's
I
on
it.
Pace for 35, 40 saves, but the ones that he's blown have been ugly. So,
Goldschmidt yesterday hit one out, and that was great. Hit a 2-run. I'm a fan of his because I can't recall many more humble superstars. I've been around star players in Arizona. I've not been around humble superstars, though, like this guy has been. And it's not towards anybody else, but I mean, Kurt Warner is a humble star player. Is Kurt Warner a superstar when he was here with the Cardinals? He was a star, in my opinion. And as humble as it could be. This guy, Paul Goldschmidt, just goes out and does his deal. We'll hear from Brian McCarthy a little bit later on the show. The Diamondbacks finally got rid of him over to the Yankees. A lot of soccer that's on my mind. And Nick Johnson's weekend, really good. If you're a U of A fan, he had an amazing dunk. We'll talk about that, too, as we continue on. On the other side, though, Paul Coro, AZ Central Sports, covering the Suns. The latest on LeBron and the Suns, that's next. Good Monday, Brad Sussmad with you, Sports 360 AZ, partnering with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports, partnering with White Mountain Radio. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Instagram, all sorts of different places. Paul Coro joins us now for a couple of minutes, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider. Are the Suns being played in the LeBron James sweepstakes, do you believe?
There's a good chance of that, but I think it's probably reciprocal just as much, you know, even if they don't have a shot at LeBron, just for the fact that they've been put out in the national media as one of the teams that is being talked about with the agent, that makes them look like a big dog. You know, that puts them back in the fray for other people and gets them in the national conversation. So, you know, you think back to a couple years ago when they were chasing Eric Gordon, you know, it was as much to show that they could go get a big free agent as anything. You know, they knew New Orleans would have a good chance of matching it, but they were making an impression that they could land the big free agent.
Paul Coro, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider with Brad Sussmad. All right, let's go through this list then. What are the Suns, what is their feel that you're getting about them being in the room in this whole LeBron James sweepstakes?
Well, they knew all along it was a long shot, and you know, it was just everything was set up for them to make this run. And, you know, Bob Young wrote a column a few weeks ago that, you know, when you have this shot, you got to go for it. And And, you know, they have the ability to not only have max cap space, but with a couple maneuvers and trades and releases of cap holds and all that, they could have two max spaces. And to have two max salary spaces and still keep guys like Dragic and Bledsoe and Plumlee and Markieff Morris, you know, that's a pretty good basketball situation. Now, we all know that LeBron James is not just considering basketball. He's got a lot of other factors at play in his life. He's got restoring his home state image in Cleveland. He's got continuing the legacy in Miami, major markets in L.A. or whatever. So it's hard to imagine them getting past the point of having a conversation with his agent, who, by the way, is Eric Bledsoe's agent. So we don't really know how much beyond the Bledsoe thing the Suns are being talked to about. You know, are they just getting a meeting because they're already in talks with Bledsoe, or are they getting a meeting because there's any sort of legitimate shot?
As you and I sit here today on a Monday morning following the 4th of July, do they have a shot still, or do you think that they're completely out of the mix?
I can't completely rule it out just because of what I said about it making complete basketball sense, but I still think it's an extreme long shot. And, you know, we're reading tea leaves at this point because Rich Paul's been so quiet and LeBron's been so quiet about the whole thing. But, you know, he's got the meeting with Pat Riley coming up in 2 or 3 days. You know, you hear things about leaning toward Cleveland, Houston, and Dallas are players. You just get the sense that Phoenix, as much as, you know, even people around nationally have given the Suns a little bit of run as the one that makes more sense if LeBron wants the best team he can get. But you just don't get that sense that he'll give it legitimate weight.
Okay, so then you're about where I'm at on this, where we are just reading tea leaves. I think there's a lot of dart throwing, Paul. I think there's a lot of guessing. I think in the last 24 hours, on a national view, it has become borderline embarrassing to see who's going to be first. I mean, seriously, it's been borderline embarrassing, and I get it. It's LeBron James. I also get that you need Twitter, you need traffic on websites, that we're in that space now. I don't get how it's all being thrown out there. This is more than even Peyton Manning a couple of years ago. Are there people that you look at? You don't have to say who, but are there people that you look at and you say, I trust this voice more than others when it comes to social media and the pursuit of LeBron? Because you're here in Phoenix doing the best that you can do, but I think we both admit an agent's going to give this stuff to somebody national in all likelihood.
Yeah, it's probably my least favorite time of year to cover in the NBA because
Sure. It's
so much subterfuge and rumor, and people are citing people who spoke to somebody who are familiar with someone thinking. You know, that's the sort of thing that gets cited this time of year. And you're right. The national writers are tied in with agents heavily. I mean, if you notice the NBA draft, somebody did a graphic about who broke each of the 30 picks. And when we talk about breaking news this day, we talk about 15 seconds before somebody else.
You know, right.
A day ahead of, you know. And it was all national guys, and they equated it to the agents of each one. It was kind of a fascinating look to see, you know, you could kind of get a feel for what agent was tied to what national reporter. And they also, those guys also are tied into some front offices, because a lot of these guys that are GMs now used to be assistant GMs who were trying to get their names out there for GM jobs when they came open. And so the best way for them to do that was to help out national writers along the way, and then they would float their name when there's an opening. So there's a ton of these guys that I respect, and, you know, nobody knows the LeBron situation more than Brian Windhorst, because he's covered him since high school. And so I put pretty good weight in what Brian Windhorst says. Adrian Wojnarowski is super tied in with agents to an unbelievable level. You know, he gets a lot of stuff on the business end of the NBA more than anything. So, you know, those are guys that when something comes out, it's a little bit more of an open ear for me.
Paul Cora with us, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider. Have you dealt much with Rich Paul?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different than the typical agent. He hasn't had a lot of guys in the past. You know, the way you met LeBron James was not just becoming a super agent. He met him on the business side at an airport in Cleveland and kind of became one of his trusted guys. And then morphed into an agent. So I met him. I've talked to him a little bit over the year because of Bledsoe's situation, especially with the knee surgery. Seems like a good guy. He just, you know, handles things a little differently. Very hands-on with his clients, and he's kind of hard to get to, just as far as even conversationally. You know, he's protecting his client and he's keeping it close to the vest. And I think that's why we've heard. It's kind of atypical how little we've heard about this, because I think he, to his credit, he's more tightly guarded than other agents. He's not just trying to spring leaks here and there to help out his guy. He seems to be just really pulling back and listening to everybody, from what I gather in the meeting, and then going back to LeBron with it.
One last question on this whole LeBron thing, talking to Paul Corowazy, Central Sports Suns Insider. And that is, when they had the meeting last week, and were you able to confirm that Sarver was there with Ryan, with Lon Babbie, first of all, in Cleveland?
Yeah, not only was Sarver there, Lon Babbie and Ryan McDonough were also there in Cleveland.
And Jeff was not there, which is not a big deal. Jeff Hornacek, which to me is not a big deal. So were they there, though, on the Bledsoe front first to LeBron, or were they there on LeBron and, hey, let's work on Bledsoe while we're here?
Well, that's my big qualifier in all this, and we don't know that for a fact, but obviously they've got to have Bledsoe conversations. You know, he's a restricted free agent. They're trying to work out a deal with him before he gets to the point of an offer sheet. So they were going to have to talk to him anyway, and it happens to work out at a time where it probably benefits both sides, because it can be another team that Rich Paul says, hey, here's a team with massive cap space and the ability to do something big. And on the Suns' end, you know, they're in the door and have their name, you know, and the possibility to hit the home run is to take a swing at it. And, you know, they might foul it off at best here, but, you know, at least they were in the batter's box and they got a chance to be in the mix, because their whole thing is they just want to be heard on. They want to say, hey, here's what the basketball situation we have is. If you really care about winning, who's got a better basketball situation than what we could give you? But it's, you know, to go back to your question, you know, I think I would weigh more of it on the Bledsoe side, but that's why they got the meeting, and then they used it to the best of their advantage.
Fair enough. Let's just go quickly through some other names. I'll let you go. So they have any shot in the Carmelo sweepstakes?
As a pairing with LeBron, but it doesn't seem like those guys are even on the same page as far as trying to land in the same place. It seems like they got two different agendas right now.
Bosch.
Bosch, you know, again, it'd be a pairing with LeBron, and then we're talking about, you know, when we talk about this, it's a massive sequencing of events for the Suns, because they'd have to make other moves to create two max spaces. I think Bosch stays in Miami or goes to Houston, his home state.
Okay, so assuming then LeBron does not happen, there's all this space sitting out here. What happens to all this space?
For the Suns or in the NBA in general?
Yeah.
Okay. In the NBA in general, we're going to see some massive overpaying for other guys.
Because
all of a sudden you go to the second tier of Luol Deng and stuff like that. And I think the Suns will be very judicious. They feel like they had a good team. They went 48 and 34, you know, 11th best record in the league. Bledsoe missed a good portion of the year in doing that. You know, they don't have to go spend recklessly right now. They could be the biggest player in 2015 free agency, or they could be the biggest player at the trade deadline if that's when Kevin Love is really on the block.
Channing Frye's name has surfaced a lot of different places. Miami, it surfaced over the weekend. You heard anything about Channing Frye in Miami?
Not so much Miami. I've heard a lot about Cleveland. He visited with Portland, but he's probably going to command more than they have, because all they have is an exception. Golden State was a big one early, but once they signed Sean Livingston, that kind of became their money priority first. So there's a few teams. I haven't heard about any others yet, but I think the market for a stretch big is always going to be there. And he's in, like all free agents right now, except for the ones who are the handful who have jumped on something early. I think, you know, the LeBron and Carmelo stuff has to play out first to see where the rest of the puzzle pieces fall.
I don't pay too much attention to guys that are restricted. Should I be concerned at all if I'm a Suns fan about Tucker and Bledsoe coming back?
Not really. I mean, they do have control of both situations. And, you know, I think what Phoenix has to feel good about is you haven't seen a massive amount of interest on both of those out there right away. You know, there's a few teams to me that make sense for Bledsoe. We've heard about Milwaukee maybe preferring an offer sheet, and they make sense because they could play him with Brandon Knight. You know, Toronto would have made sense if they had lost Lowry, but he's back. I think Detroit, Dallas, Lakers, those could be players. But teams like the Lakers and Mavericks, they got, you know, they're trying to go after the big fish, and then maybe Bledsoe comes into play. Tucker had a few teams reach out. His market value is kind of confusing because he's really hard statistically to do comps on. So that one, you know, unfortunately for PJ, he's probably going to, you know, be one of those second tier guys that kind of has to see what money is left.
Stay well. I know it's an interesting time, as you said. It's least favorite time of the year because there's just so much out there that's fact fiction. But appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Fred.
You got a Paul Coro, the AZ Central Sports Suns Insider. Appreciate Paul Coro here for a couple of minutes. On the other side, Jude LaCava is going to be with us. Always good to catch up with Jude. When I talk about Jude, I talk about a friend first for 20-plus years. So I'll have Jude LaCava on the other side, Fox 10, in for Paula this week. Paula has, what is she, in Seattle? Is she some excuse that she just didn't want to be with us today? Is that the deal?
She's busy. That's what
she's
told
busy.
Me.
I yeah. see.
She's
I
on
see
vacation.
How this works. I get
it's okay.
it.
Okay.
I get
happens.
It. Happens. Jude's on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmat.
For original, in-depth Arizona sports news you care about, follow us on Twitter at Sports360AZ.
Sports360AZ.com. We're Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. They carry the show every day, White Mountain Radio across the great state of Arizona. Right now on Sports360AZ, Pedro Gomez, our friend, baseball analyst with ESPN and Ahwatukee resident, Eric did a terrific piece on Pedro, who is in Bend, Oregon for 2 weeks watching his 19-year-old son pitch, chasing his Major League Baseball dream. Pedro opened up about being a baseball dad and his space at ESPN, helping to get him in front of general managers to talk about his son. And they're spending a couple of weeks together. It's a great read and some great stuff there. That's over on sports360az.com. A little bit different than what everybody else does. Jude LaCava joins us now for a couple of minutes. Jude is my friend, first and foremost, for over 20-plus years, all the way back to when I was in Southern California, and he was doing the radio thing over at KTAR, now, of course, sports director over at Fox 10. Yes or no? Do you want to play yes or no?
Yes. No.
Yes. No. Let's go with let's go this. Suns will land LeBron James. Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Suns are being played by LeBron James.
No, I think that they tried, and you know, if I can add to the yes, no, I think you know the cap space was the most attractive part, but the gravitas is certainly not there with Robert and Lon. I mean, I give them a little bit of a for trying, but I don't see it happening. They got bigger issues, and I'll throw this at you because this hasn't surfaced. They've discussed the trade with the Celtics involving Goran Dragic and Rajon Rondo, but that didn't get enough traction. I'm not saying that can't resurface, but everybody's in a holding pattern to try to keep cap space out there if the miracle happens, like hitting the lottery or LeBron. So that's why things have kind of been herky-jerky in free agency. But the effort was there. The gravitas was not.
Yes or no, the Cardinals will win the NFC West.
No, but they will battle for a wild card. I think they can still stay in that 9-10-1 category if they stay healthy.
Okay, you just took my next question. You don't play yes or no very well. Jude LaCava with us.
I'm really a talk show guy as a TV, in disguise of a TV anchor.
I know. And then it's always in you. The next question was, will the Cardinals make the playoffs? And you're going to give that a yes.
I'm going to give that a yes. I think they're going to be better in Bruce's system offensively the second time around. And I think the Cromartie pickup was brilliant. And it's all about pass rushers, cornerbacks, and quarterbacks. And I think they've improved.
Yes or no, Arizona State football will win the Pac-12 South.
No.
Wow, that's pretty definitive. You're not giving them a shot. Jeez, just the tone. What do you think, they're last?
No, I think that there's too many spots to fill on that defensive side of the ball, and they've had a nice run for 2 years. But I think UCLA, I think Arizona should make a bit of a jump up. But I just think there's too many holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball. But that doesn't mean they can't have a winning season and still take a step forward with some young guys.
Yes or no, Paul Goldschmidt is the most humble superstar you've covered in Arizona sports.
I would say yes times five at least. Yeah, he's a great guy. And he needs to be less humble because he's the only guy that the D-backs can use out there that sells tickets and sells the team a little bit. By the way, I'm expecting more massive changes. I think Aaron Hill could be the next to go, and don't be surprised if Miguel Montero could be the next to go. The sale will continue.
Okay, enough of yes or no. I'm put the over-under on five at the number of deals the Diamondbacks are going to make. So we're at two. So I think you and I are on the same. You're actually making it sound like it could be more than five. I think Ken Kendrick's going to drop a bomb on this thing, Jude.
I think that there's a tremendous amount of nervousness over there. And maybe Tony La Russa likes that because this is unacceptable to have a team that's wallowed like this. And granted, there's been injuries, but nobody knows the future because it's Tony's ball right now. And I think if you get right down to it, they want to get another $15 million under their payroll. So it tells me the guys that are marketable like Aaron Hill. And when you know any phone call could be, you know, I'm going back to Toronto or the Yankees or wherever you're going, it creates a nervousness. So there's an edge over there, and that's just what happens when you're in last place.
Well, you know, the Towers thing, I like the Hill deal that brought him here. I've got to look now at the Justin Upton trade because Prado, from my understanding, since day one, has not wanted to be here. This is not a short flight back to see his family like it was in Atlanta. And this trade for Upton, not that Justin's been any great shakes down in Atlanta. I know that people are going to say all-star, but he hasn't put up the huge numbers that we all expected. That deal alone is going to be the one that when Kevin gets bounced, and I don't want to see anybody lose their gig, but Kevin's going to lose his gig at some point, probably sooner than later. I think the Justin Upton trade is going to be one we look back on and say, oh my gosh, we got completely smoked on that one.
I think you can add a few more to that, Brad. You know, say what you want about Ian Kennedy, but you gave him up for your ace at that time. Granted, he was struggling. You gave him up for a left-handed specialist and Joe Thatcher, who's now gone. You can look at Cahill, the acquisition.
Awful.
You can look at McCarthy, the acquisition. And I like KT. I'm in your camp. I think just, you know, he did a little Trader Jack and unfortunately, you know, came up empty on occasion here. But, you know, if you really look at it, Martin Prado, nobody is saying this at all. And I like him. He's a great guy. He's put on about 10, 15 pounds. And is anybody really realizing he's not quite the player he's been in previous seasons? He's a little slower. He's not as dynamic, energetic, and he's just not the same guy we saw last year. I'm not saying age, but maybe it's whatever's going on there. He's not the same player.
Okay, who's the owner in town that you really like dealing with? And I know you could offend some of the other owners, but look, you and I have been here a long, long time, you longer than me. But the owner that you look at and you say, you know, I really believe that he's got everything put together and everything is heading in the right direction.
Well, I would have to say, you know, this is stunning because they've had such a checkered history. But in recent years, Mike Bidwell, he's a very tough guy to deal with at times. He's smart. He's sharp. He certainly has pushed his family's interest in a good way. And he's also attached to the biggest sport in our country, football. I think it's a respectful relationship. I'm not going to sit here and say Mike doesn't have his agenda, but he's done a nice job. If you look at the last 7, 8 years, a Super Bowl, the hiring of Bruce Arians, I'm looking at performance. I think Ken Kendrick is still trying to figure it out. I mean, you go from Wally back to Josh Burns, over to KT, now Tony La Russa, all in the last 6, 7 years. You got to figure out your system and organization. I think Robert still has a little Ted Stepien in him, and I think they got really lucky with Jeff, great coach, and Ryan's an up-and-comer, but still a lot of work to do to take the next step forward. Gosby and LeBlanc are nice guys that are newbies, that are hearts in the right place, but they have to figure out a way to capture the fan base. And when you get right down to it, that's a quick overview of the pro teams.
Sure.
I'd have to say Mike's got the ball right now because the NFL is so darn popular.
Who's the franchise you look at and you say, you know, I don't know if they're going to be here in 10 years?
Well, it's obviously the Coyotes. I still think they have to figure out a way to grow their fan base. I mean, I I think they've blunted some of the financial bleeding here, but I want to see how the next two seasons go, because I as much, and I love the passionate hockey fans out there, but it's still a challenge, and they have to be relevant. They can't miss the playoffs. So that would be still my concern in the long term.
See, and I think you look at the Coyotes, in from a historical standpoint, Glendale was probably the worst idea that I've seen come through the pike in the 20-plus years I've been here.
Glendale bit off more than they could chew, and a lot of people have to remember the Camelback Ranch project. That city's on the verge of bankruptcy.
Yep.
If they're not careful here. And,
yep.
You know, I loved Mayor Scruggs' reach and what provision was, but it didn't match up to the population base or the way it was set up financially. So it's a tough issue, Brad. It really is. But I'll say this, as far as guys to deal with, the hockey players are the best, period, bar none.
Oh, there is no question about that. Do you feel like that the college scene in Arizona is drastically different across the landscape just in the last couple of years in a positive way? Like, it actually matters now, where in the past it only mattered when ASU played U of A in football.
I do, and I think Sean Miller, what he's done with the program, you can't underestimate that. He's come in and he revived it. And don't forget about the previous years when all that stuff was going on with Lou. He's done an outstanding job. I think everybody's waiting on Rich Rod, and he's got to have a year that really shows his stuff, his third year this year. But Todd Graham, he came in with a very questionable reputation, but, you know, he's a cross between, you know, Billy Graham, Dale Carnegie, and, you know, who knows what, but he's getting it done. He's got tremendous energy. I think that he's proven in a short period of time that you can create a fan base and some energy. And who would have thought he hosts a Pac-12 title game? So I got to give it to Graham in two short years of what he's done. There is a real curiosity about where this program can go, and he created it.
I think both you and I are big fans of Herb Sendek as a person. And I know you and I are both big fans of Dan Marley in a lot of different ways. I would love to see Michael Crow get his head out of the sand and get those two to play one another, because I think that we're missing that in our sporting community.
It should happen. I think that the reach for Dan, believe it or not, is greater than Coach Sendek, and I like the guy. But I will tell you this, if you look at that schedule, Kentucky, Harvard, Indiana, that's the input of Jerry Colangelo and Dan's reputation and what he's done. I think they could be a Loyola or a Xavier or a Gonzaga in 5 years. And that's a really exciting proposition, because we've needed more major college outlets in this town, and it's great to see that success. That's only going trending upward.
No, and they've added Duke in 2016 at Duke, and I think it's going to be quicker than 5 years myself.
Well, this is what everybody wanted for ASU, and I know Herb, you know, was conservative in some of the pre-conference scheduling, but if you're ever going to get there, these are the teams and programs you have to schedule, whether you get beat up or not in the process. You've got to sell basketball with marquee programs, and that's what GCU gets right away, and that's what ASU is still trying to get, although this pre-conference schedule was not bad last year. But, man, you've got to sell some star power, and with Carson gone, they're starting over again.
Let you go off that. Appreciate your time and your insight, as always. Thanks.
You got it, Brett. Anytime, buddy.
It's Jude LaCava for a couple of minutes, Fox 10. There's and he and I could have gone on and on about issues that need to be addressed here in Arizona, because there are many, and we talk about them on this show. I like the fact that we've seen a growth, not just in the college end of things. I believe the high schools have grown as well. I even think the junior college has grown as well. I'm not going to talk about them on the air that much, but, you know, over on the site, we do a lot of stuff on the high school and college end of things and junior college that people just aren't doing. And there's definite interest. There's definite growth. I see it every day in what we're doing. So it's a really interesting and dynamic time. I was even over at, I was at the Princess a couple weeks back. In TPC Scottsdale. Eric, did you know TPC was undergoing a complete renovation?
I did not.
So
does it need a complete renovation?
They're doing a complete renovation, and I saw where they're putting some bunkers in. The Princess backs right up to the, I think it's like the fifth hole.
Yeah, it's a nice property, to and, say the
yeah,
least.
It doesn't suck. But I noticed all the work that was going on out there. So our golf tournament, which is as big as any out there, gets over 500,000 people every year. They're undergoing a major renovation right now with the course, and I'm very interested to see how that plays out, too. Appreciate Jude's time. Okay, on the other side, so this was a weekend where We had some terrific tennis. I found myself watching both the women's and men's finals at Wimbledon. I saw a lot of the soccer over the weekend. And the ratings were really good for the soccer. I'm going to talk about that and some other things. We hear from Brandon McCarthy, a little bit of context behind what the Diamondbacks did, and much more as we continue on. Sports360AZ.com, we're Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric. We partner with AZ Central Sports and White Mountain Radio. I'm Brad Sismat.
For unique angles, content, and guests, check out our podcast center, available 24/7, 365 at Sports360AZ.com.
Sports360AZ.com, Brad Sismat, AZ Central Sports, good to partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sismat. So, over the weekend, yesterday morning, I watched the men's final, Federer trying to hang in there with Djokovic, and he was not able to. And then I watched the women's final on Saturday as well. The ratings over the weekend, soccer just crushed everything in its path, and it was 4th of July, I get that. So, people are out. And the soccer, the Neymar injury is as, it's like losing LeBron James. It's like losing Peyton Manning. Neymar is one of those players that you just look at and you say, we want to see him on the pitch. We want to see him out there. Here's Tommy Smith with ESPN. Tommy's been on with us a couple of times on what it means not having Neymar for Brazil. He's gone with a fractured vertebrae.
This is an unbelievable loss for Brazil. It's an unbelievable loss for this young man and his family to get an injury like this. But now Brazil, they're without him. I mean, he is their poster boy.
So they're not going to have him when they play Germany. And the Germans have been picked to run through this from the beginning by most observers. Not having Neymar, that's not good for the World Cup either. It really leaves Messi as the biggest name that is left on the rosters. Argentina looks formidable. Messi has this relationship. I didn't know the whole backstory on Messi, but he took human growth hormone injections at age 10. He's never really been quite comfortable with his country until recent years. But you watch him when he plays the sport, and it's like watching Magic Johnson in his prime. You know, watching LeBron James, it's power. It's just the power of LeBron James. LeBron James, to me, is not Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson would do things that back in the day was Harlem Globetrotter-esque, things that we just didn't see out of somebody who was 6'9". Messi is much the same way when you see him on the soccer field. He does things with the ball that you just don't consider seeing when you're watching a soccer match, that people aren't able to do what he's able to do. Same with Neymar, even though he's out now. So over the weekend, it was about Brazil. It was about the injury. Today, FIFA ruled that the captain of Brazil, Silva, is out with a yellow card suspension appeal. So he's going to miss the match against Germany. No Neymar, no Silva. Really not good for Brazil in that match. So you look forward to that match coming up. That's going on this weekend, or this week rather. The other story I'll get to in a minute. I want to talk about my friends at Santan Ford first and foremost. Santan Ford, Santan Ford, where it is all about you. This past weekend, I was out and about. Ford Fusion. Love driving the Fusion. The 2014 Fusion makes a lot of sense for me. I went golfing a couple times, went out to watch fireworks, took my family, ran around, did some errands. I was asked to do the nightmarish thing as a dad, and that is to go shop for wedding dresses. That's not happening in my space. Fortunately, I said, hey, you take your vehicle, and my son and I'll take ours. We'll go watch basketball, and we'll go to the movies. I got out of it. Fortunately, I had a vehicle that I could just hop into that I felt good about. It's a cool ride. The Ford Fusion from Santan Ford. It's not nightmarish. I mean, the guy she's marrying, he's all right. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. That's Santan Ford just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista, Santan Ford. Again, it is all about you. So let's break down what's gone on here with the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are heading towards the cliff of dumping most of their roster. They trade Joe Thatcher and Tony Campana to the Angels. They trade potentially Aaron Hill, potentially Martin Prado. Yesterday, they dump off Brandon McCarthy. They ship him off to the Yankees. McCarthy came here with a lot of promise and just was not able to accomplish anything. Nice enough guy, but he's no longer a Diamondback.
It's still hectic trying to set up everything that's going to be happening over the next couple of months, but it kind of settles in that you're leaving a team that you've been with now for a year and a half, and a great group of guys that you've really grown to like, and that. So there's kind of those positive emotions, but then it's also mixed with kind of a sadness of what you're leaving behind at the same time.
And then he gets in the car and says, "Yes, I'm out of here. I'm a Yankee."
Yeah, you never hear players trash the other team when they get traded. I'd love to just have an athlete be like, "I'm so glad I'm out of here.
This
I hated
team
it.
Blows.
I didn't like the city. The traffic was terrible. My teammates didn't care." You never hear that.
The travel manager was a nightmare. They were a bunch of cheapskate tightwads. His ballpark was horrific. No, we don't.
Because everybody likes playing in Phoenix, it seems like, for the most part.
It is so great to be here when it's 110 degrees and we're 15 games under 500. And I've lost 11 games already this season. I'm having a great time here. Why, of course you are. You know? No, you're right. We don't hear people because it's a small world.
Yes.
Look, you know, you and I have bounced around from a couple of stations or a station or two. We don't say anything bad about those weasels, those little slime bags.
We've never said anything. You got to be above that.
Little moochers. But no, in all seriousness, that's how it is in basketball. The times where guys rip a team going out the door usually don't go very well, even though, like the Cardinals. The Cardinals back in the day, you know, and I know, the most every player that put in their blood, sweat, and tears here, outside of guys like Larry Centers and Eric Hill and Aeneas Williams, were very happy to get out of here. Boomer Esiason was a pretty darn happy guy to get out of Arizona. You know, I mean, and so when you're with an organization where it just isn't going right.
And the Cardinals have evolved. I mean, the Cardinals no longer charge their athletes for extra socks and things like that. As the rumor went.
Yeah, no, that's been out there for a long time.
It has.
Every other light bulb had to be taken out.
You need more practice shorts? That's going to come out of your next
$2.19.
That's it.
That's the way it goes. So Brandon McCarthy goes, and I'm fine with all this now, but I just don't see how Kevin Towers is going to survive. We like Kevin Towers because he's affable. He gives you information. In the media, we like guys that are easy to deal with. I like guys that actually get it done. Okay? Give me a guy who can get the job done and not just talk a good game, but actually deliver from top to bottom. There have been some really good front office people that have rolled through here. Brian Colangelo and I used to fight like cats and dogs. I mean, fight, because he made some horrendous deals initially. But as he grew into his role, he did a very good job running the Suns, and it's not easy being the son of a legend because everybody expects the same deal. I get that. You know, I think Michael Bidwell's done a very good job over the Cardinals the last 5-8 years, you know, 5-7 years, somewhere around there. They've stepped in it. They've made some awful draft picks. But I think if we just go off the track record of the last couple of years, year and a half, you know, the last year and a half in particular, where you just look at it and you see a level of competence and they've hit more than they've missed. Yeah, they've had adversity thrown at them. A guy not taking care of his business on the defensive side of the football. That's left them in an awful position. You know, the Diamondbacks, where they are right now, that's kind of like they're spinning their wheels. We're not going to sit here a year from now and feel like that this is a franchise that's going to be winning a World Series. When you do a complete nuke job on a team, as I think they're going to do, it's going to be another 5-year rebuilding plan. I've had enough of 5-year rebuilding plans here. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports, good to partner with the Arizona Republic. White Mountain Radio, good people at the White Mountain Radio, and of course on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat. Plenty of content for you right now on AZ Central, and of course, Sports360AZ.com. On a good Monday.